All right, in this segment, we always take a look at some of the bad behaviors of others. I thought we'd give us a little bit of a twist and take a look at the bad behaviors that people have gotten offended by. You ready for this? These are five examples of somebody that did something rather innocuous. You wouldn't think they would get offended, but somebody did. You ready?
So someone not being too thin-skinned.
Yeah, precisely. Precisely. Life is tough. Wear a helmet. All right, here we go. A lady got really offended because I wouldn't let her hold my one-week-old baby. This was a complete stranger at the grocery store.
Women who are pregnant will tell you that people all the time when they're expecting come
rub
up
the belly,
and just touch their belly.
Yeah. One of the things that I had to – I'm still very protective of. When our daughter was an infant, we would be out somewhere, and elderly people would want to touch the baby. Oh, and rub the head or touch. And it's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No touching. No touching. My child, not yours. No touching.
Yeah. Only with permission. Sure.
Yeah, but how about you ask?
Hold her. Sure.
Yeah. But right. Don't just walk by and pat it like it's a dog, okay? It's right. Don't touch
it. I can see where you would like to be the bubble child and have the bubble around the child.
No, but it's like, don't touch. I don't want you touching. You can look. You can make comments about how beautiful and how well-behaved she is. No touching.
Agreed.
All right. Now the second one was, I was hugging my girlfriend when two strands of her hair got caught in my watch. I accidentally pulled them out. She started crying and screaming at me for ripping her hair out and dumped me 2 days later. Sir, you're lucky. That was the best thing that could have happened to you. Wait, get it out of the way now. This one I think is amazing. At a fast food drive-thru, I said thanks to the guy after he took my order. As they were giving me my food, the manager came to me and said I had been rude for saying thanks and that I should say thank you.
Oh, well, wait a minute.
No, sir.
Because if we want to play that way, then I want a correction every time I say thank you and the response is,
Precisely. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Because right, I want a free order every time they get my order wrong in the drive-thru.
Yeah, good luck for that.
Because the response is, you're welcome.
Yes.
Because it's not right.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I went to a fast food joint the other day, and I said, all I want is the sandwich. I don't want the fries. I just want the sandwich. And this is where I got the weird look. I said, can I have a knife and fork with that? I'm like, what? Well, because I got a double meat sandwich, and I take the bread off and just eat the meat and the cheese and the
in
stuff.
In the car? You're cutting
no,
the
no,
knife
no, no, no. This was
this
was sitting. I have done it in the car before. Yeah, I just pick up the patty with my fingers.
Whatever you want,
thank
sir.
You.
Glad to help.
So
sir.
On the tray, they put the fries and everything down. And I looked at my bill, and they charged me for the value meal, not just the sandwich.
And you gave it back to them.
I said, I don't want that. Well, I didn't want the fries because they looked so good and they smelled really good. I didn't have enough willpower at that point to resist them. If they had gone back to the table, I'd have eaten them. All right. Anyway, so they got another one was I was in England and went out with a black friend when someone referred to him as being black. A random white woman started yelling at us that, quote, the correct term is African-American. Remember, they are in England. So it's not an African-American. At best, it's an African-Englishman. This is silly. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. You're looking at me like giving you the quantum physics or something. And then last but not least, someone complained at my restaurant that their Swiss cheese did not have enough holes in it. That's what somebody got upset about. Now, I wonder if it's that same guy that was the Swiss cheese
abuser. Yes. This piece of cheese won't work for my purposes, please. I need some holes in my cheese.
Bring me some better cheese. This won't do at all.
Why do we have to bring back him?
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
Well, you gotta save the good stuff for last. Quentin Tarantino is apparently suing Gawker.com for leaking his latest script.
He's not going to make the movie either.
For hipsters, this is like mommy and daddy fighting and not knowing which side to choose. The founder of the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, hosted a Q&A on his Facebook page. The most common question Brian Wilson's fans asked was, how do I use Facebook?
Stop it.
I'm going to poke him, if you know what I'm saying. Liberace's ex-lover has been sentenced to prison for violating his probation, apparently after a judge inexplicably decided that locking a flamboyant gay dude in jail with thousands of burly men who spend all their time working out somehow qualified as punishment. Just saying.
Hey-o.
Someone started an online petition to have Justin Bieber deported to Canada.
That would be Chris.
Meanwhile, Canadians have started an online petition to grant Bieber permanent U.S. citizenship. All right, we talked about football and the big game coming up here pretty soon. The NFL may allow medical marijuana. It will only be used by players suffering from horrible ailments like glaucoma, arthritis, and, of course, playing for the Jaguars.
Pete Carroll, the coach of the Seattle Seahawks, is suggesting that they should examine medicinal marijuana use in the NFL.
Yes, and they should go into his office and go, wow, look at all the bongs you have.
Just kind of slow the game down a little bit.
Can you imagine if all the players are just standing around going, what are we doing? What's the count? Are we up?
Every drop hash, got people yelling, pothead!
Yeah, exactly. Did you throw that at me, man? Was that... I'm sorry, dude. Oh, don't worry.
By the way, you want to make your appointment now. I saw yesterday, March 20th, at the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee, Cheech and Chong in concert. They're going to take advantage of this as much as they can, man. They're back on tour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cheech Marin is a very shrewd businessman. Photos have surfaced of Tom Brady paddleboarding with a bikini-clad Gisele Bündchen after flying to the Bahamas on a private airplane, which is, you know, great to hear because, seriously... It's been about a minute since I'd had a reminder of exactly how much better Tom Brady's life is than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, as you know, 1 in 4 football fans say they've gained 10 pounds this season, or as Packer fans call them, anorexic. A new study is saying that if you want to end an argument, you should dim the lights because it makes people less aggressive. So if you're Stevie Wonder's wife, just be prepared to fight it out.
Now, don't be doing that. Come on. Making... No.
What?
Stevie Wonder jokes, really?
Oh, Jose Feliciano better? Sorry. In his State of the Union address tonight, President Obama plans to refer to 2014 as a year of action. After hearing this, Bill Clinton showed up at the White House and goes, somebody say I could get some action here. Marketing.
You thought 1988 was a year of action.
How you doing, baby? You're all right. I like you. A marketing campaign to promote the Affordable Care Act will cost payers about $700 million, which, ironically, is not affordable, but people don't care. And last but not least, Hillary Clinton says her biggest regret is what happened in Benghazi. Huh. I didn't know she got married in Benghazi. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
The Lakers have lost 10 of the last 12 games. What is going on? You know, they are so bad, Kobe hasn't played, and he still leads the team in scoring. That's how bad it is. Oh, they're playing bad. In fact, they're playing so bad, the NRA wants to take away their right to shoot. That's how bad. The Lakers are so depressing, they're now selling Zoloft at the concession stand. That's how bad it's been. You know that story about Adidas standing by Justin Bieber? Well, Nike told the Lakers, we want the shoes back. That's how bad it's been. It is so bad, Magic Johnson now claims he's a former Clipper. That's how bad it's been.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.